The Bet365 Ultimate Celebration of British Horse Racing has been one of the great growth industries of Sandown's year, hasn't it, in recent seasons?
Indeed, and we're taking the opportunity now really just to rebrand the day with the help of our sponsors to really focus on celebrating the British racing and what a great, unique event that we do have with the ability to celebrate the end of the jump season with the presentations of the champions, the awards, the parades of our equine champions, but at the same time looking ahead to the flat season, with a classic trial on the same card as the Bet365 Gold Cup, looking at what could the flat season bring for us going forward, and there's just many, many opportunities. So it's a real great sort of celebration, a real opportunity for us to as racing individuals to bring along your friends, your novice friends, and give them a real unique day out.
And you're welcome to wear your Corto scarves, because Corto, amongst those horses, hopefully, who will parade on the day.
Absolutely, yeah, he's confirmed to be parading on the day alongside other champions of the year, like Rock on Ruby, Big Bucks, Bobsworth, and we will be working on that lineup as time goes by. Clearly, we've got a Grand National down the road as well. So, the last few years we've had parades to die for, really, and it's something that the public really do engage in and love to see the heroes of our sport, not racing, but to be in a unique position of seeing them parading.
It's a mixed meeting, and it's been a hugely successful one, and I know it's a concept in Ireland that is enormously successful. Is it a bit bizarre that it seems to work so well, yet this is the only mixed meeting in the British calendar?
Which is probably to Sandown's advantage, because it is that opportunity to see both codes of the sport. I think any mixed meet does present its challenges. You need the track layout to be right. You've got challenges of producing excellent jumping ground at the end of April in the way that you've got to producing some decent flat ground. But for us, it's almost a unique event, and it is an event that we're very happy to host. It's the end of the jump season. We want to sort of make the absolute most of that.
And no doubt the most keenly contested race of the entire 2 days, the flat versus jump jockeys. And I'm told that at least one jump jockey would punch the air in delight if you announced that 1 year that will be over hurdles. Is there any chance that might happen? There is. The rivalry goes that far, I believe.
Certainly it's not our intention. We've had the race for a half dozen years now, and it's a great way to end the day. Last year was just a fantastic sight with AP McCoy and Ryan Moore, the two champions of sport, fighting out the finish, and what a race it was. And I went home with that memory in my head, and it still lasts a year on.
Looking forward to it. And Andrew Cooper probably is sleeping with his watering system, is he? Because, like everywhere else, Sandown and rain have not been, you get the rain in the winter and you probably don't want it. I mean, about this time of year you could do with some, you haven't had any.
Yeah, indeed. And we've actually been very dry through.